I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go, 5 episodes deep. Thanks for trying podcast season 3. Welcome back. It is a brand new week. And as my guest from today says on all of his fucking radio shows, next week, best week. Fucking love that phrase. Shout out to everyone who's been listening so far, and thank you, what I assume will happen, because I'm recording this all now, all of these intros before Christmas, but I'm assuming in the future I'm getting lots of nice messages right now. So thank you, Sharon from Barnsley, for the lovely message about the podcast. That was really touching, and yeah, you know, I'm so glad I could help inspire you to open that artisan fish shop or something. This is episode motherfucking 5, and it features two old friends of mine. And you know what? This, I know I've probably said this a few times. I'm leaning as I'm saying this like you're a bartender. But let me tell you this. This is the drunkest I'd ever gotten on one of these episodes, right? In 35 episodes of the Thanks for Trying podcast. This is the fucking drunkest. So I think it's because I was with two really good pals. CJ Beats, the first person that ever put a mix of mine on BBC One Extra, and Complexion, who is just a fucking don of future beats. So yeah, I was just super lucky to have these two come round and record something that just was so heartwarming. I recorded this in August, motherfucking August of 2019. So yeah, have fun listening to my breakdown.
Three, let me turn you up.
Sexy voice.
Go on, keep it more.
This is my seductive voice.
Okay.
I'm seducing you right now.
Wow.
Do you feel seduced?
I constantly feel seduced.
Amazing.
That's just a constant state of arousal.
Zar, can you give us 2 minutes, please?
2 minutes? 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Give me 30 seconds.
No, the minute and a half to put my clothes back on.
Okay. All right. You know what? I think we're going to just jump in because...
Okay. Oh, go eat off mic.
Eat off mic. Right,
eat them on mic.
Mm. We're just going to go straight in because... that's the only way I'd do it. Straight in. Just straight in.
Well, to be fair, you and I have already had the foreplay.
It's true. We've warmed up a little bit. I actually had some time. Wait a second. Now, let me introduce it first. This is the Thanks for Trying podcast episode. I don't even know what episode it is yet because it's season 3. I haven't even done many of them. I don't even know where I am or who I am.
Episode 3000.
3000. That's a good one. I like that. Episode 3000. Marvel references within the first 30 seconds. This is what we want. MCU motherfuckers. Okay, so this is with my very special guest, CJ Beats and Complexion.
Oh, hello.
Fuckers.
Hello.
Yeah, oh shit. This is great. I'm happy already. This is easing me in to fucking Thanks for Trying podcast season 3. Okay, like before you guys had arrived, I was like, oh, I'm not going to make notes. I know these guys. I'm not going to even make notes. Usually I have like 5 points or whatever each. And then I was sat here on my own drinking vodka and I was like, let me just make some notes.
Let me do something.
The top one in capital letters is I smell like onions. So that wasn't even a note as such. It was just, something I should tell them before we start.
Is that why the incense was burning on arrival?
There was incense burning. Yeah.
I can just set in the mood, aren't you? I mean, me being from an Asian household, fried onions is a regular thing. You know, the amount of times I get into a car, my friends be like, oh, your mum's been making chicken, hasn't she?
I'm
like,
yeah.
How do you know? But for me, it's an amazing smell. Garlic and onions, if you fry that, it's amazing.
With ghee as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, ghee, although I'm not having as much nowadays because it's bad for you.
I'm going to be the uncultured one and ask what ghee is.
It's
It's clarified butter. Super pure.
You've definitely smelled it when we've gone to get food together. You definitely smelled it.
It's fucking amazing.
It's
fucking
so
delicious.
So good.
Although I never understood why that Mobb Deep affiliate was called Illagi. Do you remember that guy?
Well, wasn't it Illagi? I thought it was Illagi.
But it was spelled like...
Maybe there was another Illagi, weren't there? How can I be different?
Like, I ate some...
It's like, you know people that go on Instagram and Twitter late and it's like, hey, I'm DJ Complexion 123. Or DJ Complexion underscore one.
Are you suggesting that Illagi was actually just Gi? And because he loved... He had worked in a factory.
Yeah.
That's how he did it. And then... He saw that it was actually Gi around.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I'm Illa Gi.
This can work. Yeah, I'm Illa. I'm Illa. Right,
okay.
Well, he ate it and was lactose and got ill off it.
That's true.
This is true. This is, well, my God.
His name was
He's after my own heart. He's after my own heart. I love that most people, I'd say 99.99999% of people won't know
what we're talking about. Should we put this podcast back on track, because my anxiety as a radio presenter is really getting to me, like, what are we doing? Because I've just come from a really professional interview.
No way, this is the complete opposite.
Oh, I know.
There is no, look, you guys,
I can swear, can't I?
You can swear.
How are you going to disrespect? This is going to be as professional as...
No, this is
not professional.
No, this was the beauty of this. The only reason, I remember when I first met Corin. Mm. We had to give
real names all day.
So when I first met you, you had already sent me music.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I was just like, and someone said to me, oh yeah, this is Last Skeptic. I'm like, yeah, that guy's fucking sent me music. He's sick. Mm. And I'm like, why does he want to talk to me for? And then lo and behold, here we are, mate, in your crib recording
a
podcast.
It's very true.
I think I said to you one day as a joke, I want to be in your podcast.
Yeah.
Only because I want to swear. And I can't swear on my show. Like, I can't, because my show is like, oh, hey guys, this is...
I know.
You know, chill out.
Your show is just all like... Hey, sexy people, send off your rocket ships in your bedrooms. How's it going out there?
I see what the weird
in
thing
space?
Is.
it's the audio equivalent of incense. That's what it is.
I love it. It relaxes me.
But the thing is, I don't know if I've told you this, but I used to have a really bad lisp when I was younger. So for me, I was super scared of public speaking. I hated the sound of my voice. When I used to do presentations in school, I'd run out crying, but like, I don't want to do it. And now, this is going to sound really like self-indulgent, but I don't believe it. But people say the best thing about the show is my voice.
Yeah.
And I don't get it at all. Yeah. So it's weird that the thing I'm really nervous and scared and shy about, people compliment me.
Yeah.
Which is really odd for me.
Yeah, but you don't get it because it's your voice. You hear it every day.
Yeah.
It is wonderful.
Thank you. Well, hopefully you listeners will agree.
Actually, one of the notes that I've made, because there's no plan to this show.
That's good. Like, no, I'm just going to get one of these things down. Two people.
Yeah, it's great. But it's all down here.
The only plan is to make it interesting. Right?
Oh, yeah. Interesting, which we haven't got to yet, but we'll get there eventually. Both of you did or do radio? Woo, my notes are sick. Dash, do you have a radio voice? And that is a question, because I do. I 100% do.
Show me your radio voice.
Well, okay. All right. No joke. I lower my voice a lot because I know that, like, I've had lots of like lady listeners message me and just be like, oh, you know, I love listening to your voice.
Your voice is sick.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Rapping voice is sick because it's just your voice, but a little bit, not exaggerated, but a little more
like
pronounced.
Like
there's oomph behind it.
But you
sound like you.
Right.
Which is sick. Because I hate people who are like, oh, hello, my name's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they're on the mic, they're like, bit, whatever. You know, I'm like, just be you.
Just be you, man.
Yeah, did anyone hear Mystical when he spoke?
I've never heard Mystical when he spoke.
Mystical of 90s rap fame.
Oh, yeah, 90s rap fame. And like Shake Your Ass. And also his verse on...
Danger was good.
Danger. And his verse on the Luda tune that I always skip. And then when I play it too long...
Oh, Move.
Move.
Yeah, and when I play it too long, it comes in and I'm like, yeah, fuck, what have I done?
But do you ever hear him like talk away from the rapping?
No, go on.
Totally different voice.
Really? I can imagine.
But that threw me off. I was like, I need you to be that guy.
What does he sound like?
It sounds like a normal guy. So he doesn't sound the complete opposite.
So if you're unfamiliar with Mystical.
When I was in the video with Master P, where you make them say it was a terrible, terrible show.
If you haven't had a Mystical, he basically screams and shouts, doesn't he? Really fast. Like he's like a bit insane. He raps like DMX, but very crazy. I heard something really interesting the other night. Someone said to me, Yin Yang Twins, the Whisper Song, was the first ever example of ASMR.
Yeah, I think so.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's why I got the little tingle when I played it.
I love that tune. I first heard that tune in a club in DC in like 2004, and it had just come out, and everyone in there went fucking mad. It was sick. And that was just after like Cameron had been shot in DC on that same road that the club was on. It was like, it was fucking
See, for me, I've always been a big fan of like a sample or like something with really good drums. So like Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See, but Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Most of Busta Rhymes' catalog.
And everything, man.
Yin Yang Twins, it was like the really sick bass line. Just the snaps.
Driving. Oh, it was so good.
So good.
But the thing that annoyed me about Yin Yang Twins is that it's yin and yang.
Yeah.
Not ying and yang.
It's a yin yang, isn't it? Yeah.
It should be yin yang.
Shit, I never thought of that.
Someone should have told them. Anyway.
Well, maybe they did. They just didn't care.
I think they didn't care. But also, this is great. So you guys know what the podcast is like. You both listen to the Thanks for Trying podcast.
And I still can't believe
podcast.
I'm honest. Who the fuck are these guys? Because I can swear now.
Who the fuck are these guys? Do you not swear on your show at all?
I can't. How can I? It's probably like, hey guys, this is a brand new song. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work.
Good evening, you fucking cunts, wherever you are in the world.
So what a great start to season 3.
What a great start. No, I think this will be episode 3. I don't even know. And I leave all of this shit in. I want people to know the inner workings of how I'm doing this, so and how disjointed and everything is.
Like, your assistant hasn't tallied the amount of episodes yet.
My assistant, has not. No, they're still trying to delete my internet history. So they'll be here a long time before they start doing other tasks. So, CJ, you were the first person to ever invite me to do a guest mix on One Extra.
Was that?
The BBC One Extra, yeah.
Not one of the hip hop DJs, no?
No, it was you. You were hip hop and R&B.
I mean, I was meant to just be R&B, me being the eclectic DJ that I am.
Of course.
Yeah. Obviously wanted to open it up. So like, that's cool. So the first show I started playing eclectic music and I got that phone call to say, can you play more R&B please? Okay. A month goes by, I'm still getting the phone calls saying, can you like rein it back in to the point where I just played R&B? And I'm like, perfect.
And this is no guest verses from rappers? Like, how, because, and then is it, if it's one guest more than a rapper, like with a rapper than a singer, is that then fucking up the ratio and then it's not R&B anymore?
There was basically the premise was, can you essentially follow what would be on like a now R&B compilation CD? Yeah, so it was obviously an honor for me to invite all my friends along to join the party. Yeah,
it was great because I hadn't actually had a mix on. I think I'd been played very sparsely, very sparingly on One Extra through the years. You know, One Extra have supported me on and off. You know, it's not like a consistent thing. So it was so nice to kind of finally have a fucking mix on there, which is great. So thank you.
And it was an amazing mix.
Thank you so much. I ended up doing two or three. I don't know.
I think it was like a resident maybe. I couldn't
get
rid of
a show on One Extra at one point. But it was sick. Do you miss having a show on One Extra?
No. Well, kind of. No, I don't actually.
Okay.
It was like when I left One Extra, it was good timing because I'd kind of in my head evolved from doing that show only because I felt like really restricted. Like, I loved all the guys at One Extra, but I didn't really get what I wanted to do out of it, and it got to the stage where it's like, this isn't gonna happen. So moving on, obviously the production started taking off, and I've since become an international DJ artist producer.
And you actually are international, not like going actually to Spain international for summer.
You're killing it with Wide Awake. Like I was saying to you when I came to your studio the other week that like I listen to your music that you do, and it annoys me because I don't know how you do it. And that's a compliment. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, oh, how the fuck do you, I even had to get you to show me something in Logic because I was like, how do you do that? show me how you do that. I don't understand. but I like that, you know.
No,
and
thank you.
And it bangs, you know, more importantly, it bangs. You know, you've got the commercial side of things, but it sounds heavy when people play it in clubs.
Well, that was the whole MO of Wide Awake was it just needs to, bang.
Yeah,
for lack of a better word. And it's interesting because the same energy I put into becoming a DJ is the same energy I'm putting into to this.
Okay, wait. But you fucking done songs for Stormzy, man.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Bonkers featuring Stormzy.
Yeah, I love that tune, man.
Yeah, that was, you know, for us, that was such, it was
bringing girls in the park and that. Oh shit, man.
And obviously, I was Bonkers Tour DJ at the time.
Oh my God, look at that.
I loved that. I love playing my friend's music. Because I grab people randomly. I'm like, this is my friend. I know we've done this beat.
And then they're just like, let go of my shoulders. Yeah, I'm like, driving an Uber. Please. Stop holding me. I'm trying to operate. You know, all that stuff. No, that's fine. That's totally fine.
It's like, you know, the dentist when they count back from 10. Like, my friend done this tune. I genuinely love my friends to the point when I will say, like, I love you to my friends and show them off, because it's like, but for friends, it should be like that, right?
100%.
I don't understand this whole male toxicity kind of like,
definitely.
Fuck that. Yeah. Tell my friends I love them all the time.
Luckily, it's dwindling.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Dwindling. No, I have issues with saying the L word.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, not even to
it's
us.
Tough.
What, even to
no, I
bros?
Can say it, but I can't look at you when I say it.
But say it. Try it.
I love you guys.
Just to let you know, that joke doesn't work on a podcast.
It doesn't. I looked away. I was looking the other way. It was good.
For the video. Season 4 should have video, though.
I'd love it, man. Season 4. I think by season 6, I'll have a talk show.
I think so.
I think it's. I think
the way you're
going
is good, because your podcast is genuinely is legitimately good.
What I really like is that people say it feels like they're sat in a pub with me.
But isn't that the best thing about a podcast? Mm. This is what I listen to podcasts. Is because I just want people talking.
Yeah.
And then just be like there and just listen to people, you know, like admittedly now it's going to be a bit difficult because we all know each other. I mean, each other's stories.
Yeah.
So it's a bit difficult.
No, but that's what they want. Sometimes people just want to be able to go, you know what? I've had a tough day. Let me sit in the pub with people who are going to talk and then and I can listen. Just have a drink and listen.
But what do you think of this whole new thing about podcasts where you've got rich people interviewing other rich and famous people?
I fucking hate it, man.
Me too.
They're fucking cunts. I hate them all.
But do you like comedians and cars getting coffee?
You know what? I'm torn with that because I love Seinfeld so much. But it's like a handshake, but it's with dicks. It's like a wank shake.
How about, if you think about it, he's 60 plus now.
Yeah.
He's got so much money. Mm. Like, what would you do with that? I do the same thing. I'd ring up Siege and be like, listen, I'm going to come pick you up.
In a nice
in
car.
In a UFO.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever. We're going to get like whatever you want to eat and I'm going to give you 50 grand.
He's very open about the fact that he only does what he wants to do. And I think he did an interview speaking about comedians in cars. Mm. And he said that, the only way I agree to do this show is if, one, I do it like this.
Yeah.
As in, I get to drive the cars that I want to drive, I get to drink coffee, and I get to talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his whole point from the start.
And I suppose when you're rich, you have rich friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't be upset with him for that. Yeah.
But he said that he's been offered talk shows, he's been offered like a million things to do. Uh-huh. Obviously, he's Jerry Seinfeld.
Of course.
And he said he's turned them all down because they weren't things that he wanted to do.
I think that is important. And the thing is, he's always been really smug. But then again, like, everything he's done is good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, you would be a bit smug, wouldn't you? If like everything just works and you are like pretty funny. And
not
only that, he's...
Everything was good. That final episode of Seinfeld was a little bit...
Yeah, the whole last season was a little bit disappointing.
That final episode was...
But here's the thing, right? Yeah. So I have a theory with Seinfeld. You couldn't do it in this day and age because a lot of the problems in Seinfeld could have been fixed with mobile phones. Yep. Like if you had a phone, it wouldn't be a story. It wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would Kramer call ahead instead of barging in?
Well, Kramer can fuck off with his racist self, man.
Oh, yeah.
He can fuck right off, man. Dickhead. Did you see the video of Kramer?
When he's in the club, yeah.
It's a joke. How do people let that slide?
And you watched his episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, where he's mad, apologetic and shit.
Oh, yeah, but that's just...
I mean, he's been humbled from the whole experience. Like, everything he's done post that incident, like, he's definitely apologized to the max. Not that he's forgiven or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Because you do watch the video and you're just like, what is going through your head right now?
The thing for me is I always say, I know there's a lot of people in high places that are a little bit racist inside. And for me, it scares me because I've heard stories of like doctors and ambulance drivers and stuff that are racist. And it's like, imagine if my mum, an Asian woman, needs an ambulance and they see her and they're like, oh, we can take a bit more time. We don't have to give her this or give her that because whatever. That's what I find scary.
Her surname is what again? Sorry?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, that's what scares me. You know, that just because of the way someone looks, someone's going to judge you, not give you the right kind of treatment or whatever. That's what I find scary. And that's the problem for me with these secret racists. Where they won't out and out say it, but inside they're thinking, I'm not going to give them this. I'm not going to do that.
And even racists that don't identify themselves as racist, it's so normalized.
I just don't like these people. Yeah. Or, you know, oh, they done this, they done that. Yeah, I hate that.
I'm not
just
racist.
Say it with your chest. If you're racist, fucking, you're racist. Cool.
Everything's fine.
But let me change your mind, isn't it? Let me change your mind. Come talk to me and let me change your mind. Of course. And hopefully you won't be a racist anymore.
But they're genuine as a respect level. I do. Like, if someone's out and out racist and they're unapologetic and like, I'm just racist, and you're like, you know, fair enough. You know, I know where you stand.
Yeah.
We're not going to engage in a conversation here.
That's like, it.
Because I'm not going to change your opinion. But at least
you, I mean, you could change their opinion.
Nah. Some people are just lost. Like, we have to accept that.
Yeah.
But if you're out and out, that's fine.
You could, you could throw them into like the propeller of a plane or something. That would sort it out.
But then we're going as low as they are.
I guess so. Yeah. But they'll be dead. So it won't really matter.
Yeah.
It won't really matter. Look, that's fine. We've got the under the patio section for the second half for all of that stuff.
By the way, I tell you, your spread is really tight, by the way. Like
that was CJ. CJ brought snacks.
What? You brought everything?
Yeah, he brought everything. I just provided Grey Goose.
I thought you'd both be like super like wavy by the time I get here. Like,
no, I'm quite drunk. I'm quite drunk.
See, you're one of the scary people.
Yeah.
Because right as you are now, you're exactly how I normally think
you are. Oh yeah, 100%.
So if I'm talking to you in a party with some sick idea about some beat or what we're going to do.
I'm drunk.
Saying that, it's a really good picture of me and you, isn't there, on your birthday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I'm talking to you like, we were talking about Marvel, I literally look like I'm giving you like the sickest idea, Corin, this is what we're going to do.
No idea.
And you...
No idea. I don't remember anything from that night. Although, speaking of Marvel, that night was sick because we had Bucky Barnes' stunt double.
Which is actually
was
sick.
There.
Yeah.
And of course, Eric Pearson, friend of the show, the writer of the new film Black Widow. So there you go, which who knows will be out. No, it won't be out by the time this is out, but it'll be soon. Yeah, I'm excited for that. So, okay. So wait, I've got a couple interviewee kind of, I don't, I hate interviews,
but
it's not an interview, but let me, I've just deleted that. I've said that one already. Complexion's got the Haribo.
I'm sorry.
No, you do it, man. It's great. It's
about this snack selection. Yeah, it's great, but
they're very crunchy.
They're the noisiest snacks I could have picked up. I didn't think about it.
Well, what could you have got? You could have got those little like melting baby biscuits. You know, like what are they called? Rusks.
The Rusks. the high in sugar Rusks.
Yeah, we could have had Rusks right now, bro.
The problem is I love things like this. If you give me bits of little things that I can keep eating, I will eat for 6 hours.
Tapas.
Tapas is my shit.
Mm. Or like a Tali or something. Yeah, why I love Tali. Yeah. That's why I love buffets, man. Buffets are my favorite thing in the world.
Buffets are dope. I love breakfast buffets.
Breakfast buffets that you can stay at for like 6 hours until the evening. Oh, that's my idea.
I love the idea of buffets. Mm. I don't like the practicality.
Why? What's wrong with buffets?
Because they're just out in the open.
Oh, when
you've got like a million people hovering over there.
Oh, you're like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, like if they pick up the, you know.
Come forward to the thing a little bit.
The thongs or the forks and whatnot.
The thongs.
The thongs.
It's not even prongs. The thongs. If you're using thongs, this is where you're going wrong at a buffet, bro.
Listen. You should see the buffets I go to.
It really is. This is a different kind of buffet. All right. Are you putting dollar bills in that fucking jello?
You got to slip them in, bro.
What is happening? Okay.
But yeah, but they're using all the stuff and then you've got to go and touch it and then they may not have washed their hands.
I hear you.
Yeah. No, it's like a whole process. I mean, I've got a hygiene issue.
I was going to say, one thing I love about CJ, right, is he went to the cinema once and he shamed this guy who didn't wash his hands.
Good.
And he was showing everywhere this guy was touching. After leaving the bathroom.
It was everywhere.
Literally. Like he filmed the guy leave and everything that he was doing. Not in the bathroom, obviously.
No,
but you know,
no.
I hate that. Why don't you wash your hands?
That's a previous under the patio sentence. Right. People that don't wash their hands
fucking disgusting.
I can't speak on women, but apparently they're just as bad. But seeing the amount of guys that don't, just give it a quick rinse.
It's fucking
and I
disgusting.
Always open the door with my pinky.
Same.
Always.
No, all the other ones is tissue.
Right.
Use a tissue.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah. I didn't think about
Have you ever just waited behind the door for someone else to open it? Before
I haven't, because I like to get out of there.
Once I was in a toilet cubicle for 6 days.
I was DJing the other day and it was a guy who was taking a piss and he was taking a piss and he was literally going, ah! And I was just like, fuck, what's wrong with this guy?
Like He-Man.
Yeah, no, seriously, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Did I do good in the levels, by the way? Do you see I moved away?
I loved it. You did great. You did. You're a professional, man.
Thank you.
It's almost like you have a weekly podcast.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And people are really weird. Like, it's really strange. So I was like, there's a game that I play called Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's an incredible video game.
Right.
But the problem is a lot of it is kind of fetch quests. So it's always like, go here and kill 5 people and do this and do that. So sometimes when I'm playing, I listen to a podcast. And randomly, I was listening to a video podcast and went over to this YouTuber that's now been named and shamed. His name was Lotair God.
Okay.
And he went a bit insane and he started talking about how he doesn't piss in toilets because he thinks that it's really dirty. And if you piss in it, piss goes everywhere and it's not clean. So he decided to piss in bottles and he was like literally on stream pissing bottles and stuff and hold up bottles. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like genuinely.
How is that any cleaner?
I don't get people. Like,
I do worry about the splashback sometimes. Yeah, because so, I'm like, is that splashback going to be from someone else's splashback? I don't understand how the physics of it work. I don't know if someone write in who's listening to the podcast and tell
so
me.
So with urinals, if you wear shorts,
yeah,
and wee in the urinal,
mm-hmm. right?
I've felt splashback.
Yeah, but is it your own splashback or is it someone else's?
Well, I guess I assume it's mine.
I don't know.
But I guess it's the intensity of how you piss as well, isn't it? Because obviously if you're fully going in, like I need to get out of it,
yeah, you're
going to
have more splashback. Yeah. But, is your piss taking the top layer, you know what I mean? And then your piss is the splashback, or are you displacing someone else's piss is then coming back upon you and you're replacing the original piss with your piss?
To be honest, for the next person or
patron.
I'll sit down if I can.
Okay, cool.
So I like my privacy.
To pee.
But then that's a whole nother question because... Because then if you flush the toilet a couple of times, but then the splashback from there, is that being replaced? Oh, this is just a fucking quandary.
I feel like we've just lost a whole bunch of listeners.
It's so funny. A friend of mine does a podcast and they always end up talking about shit on the podcast and shitting. I'm like, why? You're a video game podcast. Why the fuck do you do that for? And then, behold, how long are we doing this for? 20 minutes?
This is, I mean,
and we're talking about techniques on pissing.
No, this is what I want, man. That's because good. There's no plan to it. You know, there was, you know, big dog motherfuckers over here were trying to upscale me to be on their network or their radio station, whatever the fuck.
You're like, fuck them.
And they were like, oh, we don't really understand it. We don't really understand it because why are you not talking as much as the rest? I say, because I want people to listen to every episode of this podcast and be a fan of it and subscribe and not be sick of hearing me. I want to be here to facilitate conversation with everyone and then occasionally have a rant about my piss being displaced by other people's piss.
The thing is, right, the radio and podcast game is fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to stand out. Mm. And it does get... It's just, I think, I don't know where podcasting's going. I don't.
Yeah, I hate podcasts mostly. You know why? Because everyone's got one.
Yeah, but isn't that good though?
I suppose so, yeah. They are, like, because they're destructible, you know?
Yeah.
Once you listen, you're
ultimately,
gone.
As long as you're doing the best you can do and you've got your fan base, that's the best thing. Because a lot of these podcasts, they ain't got no fans.
Yeah.
Ain't got no fans. Doesn't matter. Everyone can have a fucking podcast, but all these famous people that I see online, these rappers and whoever, they ain't got no fucking fans.
And also because they don't have personality.
No, they don't. It's just generic. Like,
okay, so I'm quite drunk. I mean, half of the bottle of Goose is done already. I just keep pouring it and I don't know what's happening.
You want me to pour some out for you? Because you know what? Don't ever get me to pour shit out because I don't understand.
No, I just pour.
No, I don't. I just.
Yeah, that's it. That is how I deal with my life. No, but thank you, CJ, for putting me on your radio show. I appreciate that.
My pleasure, my friend.
No, I just appreciate it. You know, you never know years later what would be sitting here and I would say thank you. You know what I mean? You'd be like, who is this fucking guy?
I was hoping that one day you'd... show some,
one day
some you'd goddamn appreciation.
Say thank you. No, but I appreciate that. Okay, all right. So what I did, I mean, that's a question for complexion. So
oh,
I mean,
just,
no, I've got no. Shut up. So
wow, why are people talking so spicy?
Put your phone down.
Sorry, no. I'm just trying
to. It's a ban. You got banned.
No, people love talking spicy, even on my Instagram.
So I know, but everyone's mad spicy. That's just what happens. Okay, look. Do you have you listen to my podcast?
Of course.
Do you have a favorite moment, CJ? Because I've never asked anyone this.
The only
person who's ever said this. Sorry to interrupt you. Before I've even asked you, is Holly Walsh. Big up Holly Walsh, the comedian. She's amazing. She came on and she went, let me say, I'm really excited to come on this podcast because I liked this episode and this episode and this episode. And big her up. So I'm asking you
that
now.
That is amazing. I did like the SEPA episode.
The one with Jordan Stevens or the one when he did Taste Cadets?
No, I think it was the one with Jordan.
Okay. Yeah, Jordan. Early. Episode 3.
Yeah. That was a really fun episode.
No, actually, you know, it's later on than episode 3. I've got it wrong.
Yeah, I like that one. I don't know. I just had this visual in my head of you three talking. And there was like, did you have like a crowd there as well?
Yeah, there were some people in the front room. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get little crowds.
It felt really atmospheric.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that episode. And I like Jordan as well. Like, I've worked with Jordan before. I went on tour with like the Rizzle Kicks like years ago.
Who were you? Were you DJing for Bashy? Was that the Bashy tour?
I was DJing for...
Shout out to Bashy. Who's going to come around today.
Big up Bashy. I'll say big up Bashy. He texted me 2 weeks ago and said, I'm back in London next week. I'll give you a shout. I still haven't had that shout.
You should have texted. I saw him yesterday or 2 days ago. No, I saw him on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I said, come and see CJ. And you know what he said? He replied, fuck no. No,
see,
he didn't.
See who?
He said, CJ, that's my guy. That's what he said.
Where was this though? Was this in London?
Yeah, he's busy. He's got television shows to film.
The thing about young Ashley is he really loves the elusiveness.
That's his beauty.
Yeah, he loves it. Like, you just don't know when he's around.
You don't know. He's like a phantom, if anything. But big up Sir Bashy.
Jordan. Yeah, tell me. It was cool because I went on tour with Rizzle Kicks. I was DJing for Josh Osho. Do you remember Josh Osho?
Oh my God. Yeah. I do actually.
Because he had a tune with Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, that's right.
And I remember I met, because him and Gambino had done the song together in Shoreditch. I can't remember what club it was.
Camp. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there for that show. It was me and Sway went down in Turkish and we watched, and Childish Gambino was doing a little set.
We're talking about 70 people cap in that place?
It wasn't even packed.
Yeah.
It wasn't even packed.
That was the first time I met Gambino, not that he remembers. And who else did he have on his song? Ghostface Killer?
That was a big tune.
Yeah.
What's happened to him, man?
I have no idea. Josh, I know you're listening to this podcast. Give us a shout.
Yeah. Great music, man. Great music. I really liked that.
So I was DJing for him on the Rizzle Kicks tour. So met Jordan Harley.
Yeah.
But that's when they're in tour life, isn't it? Mm. But when I heard him on your podcast, it was just nice to hear him speak like in a normal environment.
Normal. It's just all of us shouting at each other pretty much. Yeah. I mean, if you get the three biggest wankers in a room, that's me, Sipa, and Jordan.
You're not that bad. How many people hate you though, do you think?
Lots of people hate me. I've got beef with so many people.
It's so weird because I'd see this whole side of you,
I've got beef with so many people.
Are we going to start beefing in the future?
Nah.
We won't, will we?
We're way past that already. We're past that already. Okay. But there's lots of people that I've got issues with. Like I walked into walking into somewhere like Shoreditch House or something, filled with cunts, all the time. And I walk in there and I have to be like, oh fuck, that so-and-so that I called a cunt that time. That so-and-so that I can't work with. That so-and-so that da-da-da. And you look around and it's an exhibition of cunts. You know what I mean? And that is every fucking place that I go to in London. Walk down Kingsland Road. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the Tate of dickheads, you know? There's so many people that I've had issues with. Everywhere in London.
Have you squashed a lot of these issues?
I've squashed some. Okay. As I got older, some. But you forgive but don't forget. You know what I mean? There's certain people that you know what it is, and you know that no matter what, if it came down to it and I had an opportunity, I'd probably drown them. I wouldn't even do that. I'd probably, maybe if I'd got a new life as a priest and I was there to baptize them, I'd probably just hold them under for a bit longer than they should be, you know? Like something like that.
You know why, Corinne? You keep that same energy.
I'm going to keep that same energy no matter what. Forgive but never forget.
Here's a phrase that I thought about the other day and I was like, this is probably as bad as it gets, but that whole, I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite bad, right?
Yeah.
Even if your worst enemy was on fire, you wouldn't even piss on them.
Mm.
Is that the level you're at?
Big time. Right. And there's certain people that even there's been a DJ that's on, there's a few DJs that are on our circuit that you guys know I don't get on with, but
I don't know, pray tell us.
Who? But one of them who I haven't even spoken to you about, once at Visions years ago, just came up to me and was like, oh,
Visions is a really cool club in East London.
It was. In peace, Visions, that was the place. And that came up to me and were like, oh, you should just make sure you're playing bangers and stuff. And I looked over to him, a young gentleman on his own, walked into his club on his own with no girls with him. Me, behind the booth with three girls with me. I looked out to the club. I was playing CBiz, The Game's Mine.
Okay.
Everyone's banging it out, going nuts. Everything's sick. And I look back at him on his own, now retreated. Back to the side room on his own.
Play bangers.
And he was like, play bangers.
Sorry, this was another DJ.
Another DJ on the
circuit. Walked up to you whilst you were DJing.
Yeah.
And then commented on your set.
Yeah.
I hate those guys, man.
I would never, right?
Why do people do that? Like, I've never gone up to someone in the club.
Never.
Oh, play this because I'm a DJ and I know as well. The only time I've ever said that is when something went wrong.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I know what I'm doing. Let me help you.
It's weird. There's the minutiae, whatever you say, the word, you know, the word.
What?
Minutiae? M-I-N-U-T-A-E. It's like the
That was minute.
Minute, yeah. I don't know. Listeners messaging. And so, look, I say that all the time, just if I can't be bothered to Google something. Listeners, message it. Okay. So I said to him when he said that, I said, look, I don't fuck you for one. And secondly, I'm not taking advice from you, bruv. I think I was rather ruder than that. He came up to me later and apologized, which is okay. I respect that. But also, I'm never going to forget, ever. I never forget. Forgive, but don't forget.
How dare you comment on
then
my
if you
so. Look, I've said I'm sorry for being late, all right?
I said thank you for waiting. Said,
thank you for waiting. Yeah. You're welcome.
In a roundabout way, buggy. Yeah,
it's a basic complexion. Get the fuck out.
Actually, so, okay. You know what? We haven't actually even named your show yet. That's why I wanted
to
say.
Oh, this one.
No, Future Beats show. Oh, we haven't even talked shit. About it.
That's why care about that. We're here. I listen to you.
Because I'm a fan. Okay, it's actually you. One of the very few radio shows that I actually listen to. Very few. And by very few, I mean like two.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. That means a lot to me. No, I think it's genuinely, I think it's a really good show to listen to if you're stressed, you want to sleep, you want to have sex, smoke, whatever. Yeah. It's
I
cool.
Couldn't, no, I couldn't have sex.
No, you couldn't because you know my voice. Because you know, I randomly start talking about Marvel in there.
And also then the girl would have your face all of a sudden and then I'd be extra turned on. Then I'd be like, what is happening here? So I couldn't do that. No.
What if she just said, I love looking at you, but listening to him. Can you just compromise on that? Can that be the compromise?
Wow. Saying that, I did have a couple message me and say that they listen to my show when they're having sex.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, that's cool. I'm like, do your thing, man. Have fun.
Do your thing.
Have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I think I said to him on the next episode, I'm going to not talk as much. And they were like, no, talk.
Oh, can you do that thing? Howard Stern. Did Howard Stern do that thing?
Oh, yeah, when he made the girl sit on the speaker or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Have you tried?
No, because I can't really.
You haven't tried?
I don't really do that to a girl.
Listen, in the day and age where we need viral content.
We do need viral content.
I believe this could be the game changer.
But the problem with viral content is you do it once and I think that's it. You're never going to be as hot as that first time, are you? And
it doesn't matter. You got the look.
That is why I'm going to commit suicide on Instagram Live.
Wow.
Is this only once?
Okay, so here's the thing that's worrying, right? Because this might be a cry for help.
Yeah.
And if we just laugh it off, then it's just like, shit. Oh, Corinne, it's so
all
funny.
All the signs were there. He said it on the podcast.
So Corinne, I'm going to ask you now, are you everything okay?
I'm good.
That
I'm
was
good.
Purely a joke,
but if I kill myself on Instagram Live, it's for the views. Don't worry. It's not because I'm depressed. Please don't. Totally not depressed. I just want to go viral.
Because we've got phase 4 and 5 to look forward to with Marvel.
Oh, I mean, look, and we hadn't even spoken about Marvel.
Yeah, we've got Marvel stuff to look forward to. You don't do nothing yet.
God, we haven't even spoken about Marvel.
Okay, genuinely, listeners, we'll talk to Corinne off air. Don't worry.
No, we're going to talk about Marvel, but in its own time. That's a separate point. Okay, it's a separate point.
Yes, the Future Beat Show. It's a radio show I have where I play lots of music that I found online. Mm-hmm. The general theme of the show is music that you'd hear, what I like to think you'd listen to when you're floating through space.
Perfect.
You know what I'm going to do? Corinne, hold on. I'm going to put your Instagram live again because I'm going to say this. Hang on 1 second.
No, this is Instagram. Is this Instagram live?
No, this is just a story. Thing. Okay. So like Corinne, he likes to drink on his podcast.
I don't even look when I'm pouring it. That's the problem. To. That's how you know it's a problem.
Look at the levels. Look at that. Look at the levels.
It's not even pouring properly.
Levels. You spicy boy. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We know that's a really stupid thing to do on a podcast. Is talk.
No, but it's fine because I have the power of the edit. So this
that's
good.
True. Yes, you can do it, can't you?
Do you sift through the podcast and then chop out?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
The amount of crud that's been spoken on these podcasts that I've had to cut out from people, celebs, that have said some stuff that they could get in trouble.
Yeah, like, I can imagine.
I've had to take it all out. Much stuff.
You must have some like good shit.
I've got dirt on everybody. And I'm just waiting for the day, you know, that I'm really poor so I can sell it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I'll sell it all. I'll sell it in one package deal, to be honest. Probably for like a tenner. I don't even care. As long as I get my next hit of sweet crack, then I don't care.
You're all right.
That's a radio show.
Okay.
It's music that I like to think you listen to while you're floating through space.
Great.
And I did the show because I was sick and tired of hip hop and R&B music. I think there's some amazing artists and producers out there. Mm. The majority is fucking shit. Yeah. I hate it. Can't stand it. Hate the culture.
Yeah.
Hate everything about it. So I started playing.
That's a great
that sounds like the complexion I first met many years ago. It sounds exactly like the complexion
he
I met.
He kept the same energy.
He kept the same energy.
So I just started playing some other stuff that I really enjoy. It has been the most amazing thing that's happened to my life.
It's really beautiful for me to see, in the same way, like when I see like CJ on stage with Wide Awake and just like in front of all these fucking thousands of people,
amazing.
And I feel super proud.
Every single
and
thing.
And like in the same way, when I see all these people messaging you going this, this, and this, and
stop
you,
fucking
and you
talking
re- and you know, and you repost all of these Instagram stories and everything, like it's really nice for me to see as a friend, you know. I'm like,
it
this
can
is
be
fucking
a
cool
little bit jarring, I think, when it's just like, oh look, we're listening to Complexion show. I mean, I just do it because it just reminds
people
that
it shows
out.
It you have to do it. I like seeing it. I think it's really nice if you know a person, or if they, people don't know you, or they just know your voice. It's also I'd like to say fortifying and galvanizing, because if you know people are listening to the same thing you're listening to,
I see what you mean, it boosts it up.
You almost go, yeah, actually I am a fucking fan, like I'm doing the right thing, I'm like, I found something early.
I think the one thing I love about my show, and it's I genuinely don't know many other shows where people are like this, but the stories I get behind people listening to what their stories when they listen to the show, I've never heard that on other stations or shows before. Like, I've had someone message me saying she was getting married and she was nervous before she walked out, and she listened to the show to calm down.
Yeah.
If she walked down the aisle, her husband to be was doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So both listened to the show to calm down. I've had people, like, they've given birth to their first baby and the baby's literally half an hour old and they're playing him or her the Future Beat show. So, crazy. I've had people who've lost parents who've said, your show's helped me through depression. I've had people run up to me and be like, your show helped me through graduation, to studying, anxiety, depression, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, that's incredible to me, that the power of music and just me just giving them occasional kind of pick me up kind of thing, because I'm not a self-help speaker or anything, but I like to just encourage people. It's like, come on man, you got this.
Yeah, I mean, cool. your catchphrase is next week best week, right?
My friend Amir, he actually came up with that, and we used to ring each other up every Sunday after my show at midnight. I'd ring him up and be like, so Amir, what you got planned this week? What you got this week? What are your goals and what you're gonna do? And then from there we just started saying next week best week. I said it once on the show, it's now the catchphrase. It genuinely just means your next week is going to be the best week.
It's always improvement.
You can always reset the following week and start again. I think
that's a beautiful thing, man.
That's it, because I feel like I never had that growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my dad at a young age, so I didn't have like a strong male father figure. It does matter sometimes. No, I think it does sometimes.
Yeah.
So I had to take over the family, like looking after everyone. And then just me being young, I had imposter syndrome. I think I always wanted to be the cool guy. I never had it or whatever. So I was always trying to be someone I wasn't, and I was never comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
So even now, at a ripe old age of 37, I still sometimes, I do feel like I'm an imposter doing this. But then I tell myself, no, you're being yourself.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I'm super
And you can
about.
Never be an imposter if you're yourself.
Sorry, do you feel like you're not yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like when people say something to me like, oh, we love the show because of this or this, I feel like I don't deserve it. There's something wrong or something's happening.
I mean, do you ever feel like this, CJ? Because I feel exactly the same way as you, where I sometimes, like, if I was even telling my therapist once, like a couple of years ago, where I said, oh, I just went on stage in front of 1,000 people. And she was like, oh, so how do you feel about that? I said, to be honest, I feel like, well, maybe they weren't even there for me. Maybe they were just, oh, they happened to be there that night and they don't really give a shit. And, you know, I don't really deserve it. You know, it's the same imposter syndrome. You're like, you know, they don't really like my music. They just happen to hear it on the playlist on Spotify. Yeah.
Or I'm just a warm up for the next person.
I'm just a warm up for the next person. Yeah,
that's it.
I don't know, but isn't all that kind of irrelevant because you're there?
Yeah, but
I mean, logically.
Yeah, logically. But I think the way my brain works is like, no. Like, I could do, I mean, I'm not going to sound self-indulgent here, but I've done some really cool things.
Yeah.
And even then,
we all have. And it's so true.
I still can't get over it.
No.
Like, I'm like, no, they're not here for me. They're here for the next person. They're here for this person.
Because there's always an excuse.
Yeah, always.
Every time someone goes, oh, you've played South by Southwest. And I go, it was a little showcase. It was just a DJ set. And then, you know, like,
that's it. So isn't that more like self-deprecating? So it kind of doesn't really matter what you achieve. You're always
Doesn't matter, bro.
The negative. And even with you, Complexion, if they're specifically saying, we love your voice, we love what you say and you motivate us, how can you then
I think, oh, it's not because of this. Like, they're just listening to take the piss.
Because
when I first...
No, I agree. I'm the same.
When I first listened to my show, right, when I first started doing it, I put it up on Reddit and I thought, oh, great, this is the Future Beats subreddit. They're going to be really helpful. They're going to be like, oh, this is great. Someone's doing you know, this and this. And someone commented, I wish this prick would stop talking because the music's great, but his voice is really annoying. Then someone else said, yeah, I hope this dickhead stops talking. Then someone else said, I've made a playlist with all the songs from his show without his voice. So if you want to listen to him, come into his playlist. And then I tracked that person down, emailed him and said, listen, I've spent time searching for these tracks and doing this. Don't be a prick. Delete that playlist, you know, and he did. I commented to replied to everyone saying, look, it's a radio show. I have to talk. It's an FM show. It's not just a podcast where I'm playing music. This is genuinely recorded from a live show. Mm. I know you guys don't understand how radio shows work, but this is how I have to talk. And that really, still to this day, I still feel it. Even though when I've gone back, there's all those people have deleted those comments. Yeah, and now people say to me, like, I'm like the figurehead of Future Beats in the UK. Yeah. I'm still like, no, I'm not. I'm this, I'm that. And it's really shit.
I mean, to be honest, I think
if you don't feel like you are, who is?
Oh, I just think guys in America are or something.
But it says specifically in the UK.
Oof. Yeah, but you know.
Let's not get beefy. Eh? Beefy. You know what? Like, the funny thing is you were very nice to those people because I would have hired a hacker to find their home address. I probably would have just gone around.
No, I used to be like that. I mean, when I first met CJ, we used to joke about, tell him why you're mad. That's what we used to say. Like, complexion, tell him why you're mad today.
Tell him why you're mad.
So I've actually had, on my radio show back then, I had a section called Tell Him Why You're Mad. I have to play the intro. It's a sick intro. And it was just me being angry about stuff.
Right. Well, that's...
And it was great. And it was exaggerated, of course. Yeah. I was very J. Jonah Jameson style.
Yeah, great. You
know, give me some pictures, Spidey. But it was really much like that. And I think I just looked at CJ. Like, genuinely, he knows how much I love him. Like, he does. Yeah. He's been extremely helpful to me.
The love is real.
It's a lovely table.
Any, ask anyone. I hold this guy in such high regard. But
we're telling each other how much we love each other. And he's like, that's a lovely table.
I said it's I love a good table.
Tell me you love me, man.
Why don't you love me? I can't tell anyone I love them.
It's an episode of Fresh Prince where he's like, where his dad walks out.
Why doesn't he love me? Yeah, you guys love it. It's a lovely table. Look at this. Robust. Well, robust. I'm tapping it. You can hear it on the podcast.
Great for eating on.
Great. Look at that.
CJ, I listened to CJ. And I looked at how he was with people and he was never angry. Like, I've never seen him angry. I know he gets angry
and
pissed off, but the way he handles situations, he's always been very like, it's cool. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to know a secret? I never get angry. Masturbation.
It does help.
Calms you down.
It does calm
you
down.
I wish it worked for me. It really doesn't.
You said they're furiously wanking for 45 minutes. Yeah,
furiously.
I love the term furiously wanking. That always makes me laugh. Imagine it was like,
in my masturbatorium. Like, I'm there crying, screaming. Oh.
Okay, Corey, we'll speak off the podcast, don't worry. I think we need to talk.
You know what? I've got issues. And you know what? That's the perfect time to take the tradition, as you guys know very well, of the piss break.
Well, hang on, before you take the piss break, you never asked me what my favorite episode was of the show.
Oh, sorry. I did. Well, sorry. Okay, go on then.
No, it was with Sarah Pascoe.
Oh, and Amelia de Moldenberg.
Yeah, Amelia was great, but I really like Sarah. I think she's fantastically, she's so funny. I love her. She's very dry as well.
Very dry.
I love that.
My only issue with that episode wasn't to do with those two wonderful women. Yeah, it's just the sound that I can't get over. Like, at some point, I'll get both of them back on to do it. But I recorded it somewhere different and the sound bothers me to this day. So all the listeners at home, thank you for your lovely messages about the episode. But also, I'm sorry.
No, it was a great
episode.
I think it was just amazing. Amelia was great as well.
Amelia's great. Sarah's great. And, they're both brilliant. Anyway, second half coming up soon. Piss break, baby. Let's do this. Look at that.
Look at this. You're verified on Insta.
Wow, you are verified on Insta. Good for you, man. That's sick.
Applause.
I'm verified on Insta, man.
Amazing.
I applied and they were like, nope.
I really hope that means more girls are going to slide in my DMs.
Damn. Isn't that automatic? They send you a girl every week in your DMs.
I think that, that's what happens.
Does it help you get into West End nightclubs?
Wow.
I've only ever once been into a West End nightclub, and it was when I filmed a documentary with Nameless Energy Brand.
And the cunts that work in there with some nightclubs, basically.
Nameless Energy Brand, where I had to host a documentary with Nameless Person who used to host or work on or act in Made in Chelsea. Uh-huh. And the two of us went into a Nameless West End club.
Tell us the name of the club.
And you know, I'm not going to say shit, but you know what? It was hilarious because there was many Larry David side looks to camera that you can see on the video. Oh, I showed CJ this recently when I went to his. Yeah. There was a lot of me going,
very fun.
This is very cringe to camera. So that's all good. So I've had a piss. CJ's had a piss. Complexion has said no.
Yeah.
I have a very good bladder situation.
Bladder control.
Bladder control.
Yeah.
He's good. I'm good. So you said you 12 hours to 14 hours?
Yeah, I've done it easily. Without.
And you are you drinking at the same time?
I just drink. I drink normal tea before 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Post 2 p.m. I drink decaf.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink 2 liters of water a day.
Only 2 liters?
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm drinking like 6 liters a day.
Damn, that's good for you, man.
I don't know. I mean, I genuinely have a liver condition.
Oh, that's probably why.
Called Gilbert syndrome. I haven't even said that on a podcast before, but Google it, guys. I have that. And vodka is the best thing for it.
Is that good? Is that help you?
No, no, I'm completely lying.
So yeah, only 2 liters and you don't pee.
No, I'm okay. Like I can, but I can hold it.
He can pee. He can pee, guys.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing though. So have you ever, this is not going to be applicable to everyone who listens to the podcast, but have you ever DJed? And then
I have DJed.
And then felt that, see, I didn't finish talking. This is how arguments start, okay?
I have DJed, I promise.
And you feel that shift in your stomach. We're like, right, we're ready to poop now.
Yeah.
And you feel it go dunk, and then you're like, right, shit, I need to like. So recently, it happened to me, I think I had an upset stomach. And I was driving home as quick as I could. And I had nowhere to go. And I thought to myself, do you know what? This is it. I'm going to have to shit in the street. So yeah, luckily for me, like CJ, I'm not a germaphobe per se, but I like to keep very clean. So I have wipes in my car.
Wipes
I have
in the car.
An oily T-zone.
Wipes in a car. You know about wipes in a car. Yeah, okay. I love that. I feel like that should be a hashtag.
100% wipes in the car.
Wipes in a car.
So I have an oily T-zone. So I have wipes for my face. I have wipes for antiseptic wipes for my hands and everything. So I thought I'm good. Yeah. When it comes to like wiping and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought this is going to have to be the moment. I'm going to have to do it in the street. Like it was so bad. I'm sweating.
It happens, bro.
Have you had it when you're sweating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I undid my belt.
Your turtle heading. It's all going on.
Horrible. Driving. I think, fuck, okay, I found an industrial estate. I'm going to have to go behind a bin or something.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down and I'm looking for bins. I'm looking for things. I get to one.
Yeah.
Lights, security lights turn on. Like fuck, I can't go anywhere, and I thought I can't even go into a petrol station or McDonald's because the chances are they'll probably be blocked off or something. And if I walk, something's going to happen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something's going to happen. Okay. Somehow, some way, I made it home.
Wow.
And I remember because my belt buckle was unlocked, loose, I guess.
Unlocked. The chastity belt was unsheathed.
Walking across the street, my jeans are falling down. I'm trying to put the key in the door. I'm just walking straight in.
This is tense, bro.
Knock my cat out the way because I didn't get the fuck out the way.
Fuck off, cat.
Luckily, I made it. But I have never been that scared. That's not a lot of things don't scare me. That really scared me.
What was the timeline we're talking about? You're talking about an hour?
I'd probably say, what's funny is me looking for somewhere to take a dump in the street probably added 50 minutes onto my journey, which I could have been home. And somehow my body was like, no, you know what, Zah? We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to get you home.
Yeah.
So now I sometimes would not eat before a gig just in case something like that happens again.
Do you know what happens to me a lot? I wrote it down while you were talking because I'm drunk. Farting in the booth. You know what? Like one of the main reasons I like DJing is for one, you don't have to talk to people.
Yeah.
Great. I don't want to talk to people when I'm in a club. Two, you know what I mean? When you got a fucking fart,
you can let
loose in a fucking DJ booth.
But have you noticed that the times you do that is when someone walks into the DJ.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's problematic.
I was DJing once in Nottingham and I farted in the booth and it was a powerful, it was a guff. And this girl walked in and she knew me. We knew each other. She'd always come and leave her coat in. And she literally walked in when you could start smelling it. And there was no one else nearby.
I did that last week.
So it was either her or me. And she knew it wasn't her. So she kind of was really polite. She didn't say anything. She left her coat, said hello and walked away. And I thought, fuck. But I thought, you know what? I don't care.
It's either her or me.
I'm trying to have sex with you. It's fine.
It's difficult, man.
Sorry, back to your story about trying to find somewhere to take a dump.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So you hesitated when the security lights came on.
Yes, I did. I hesitated.
Do you not find it interesting, right? If an animal was to go behind a bin and take a dump, no one would bat an eyelid. But as a human being,
it's weird. Yeah,
we get in trouble, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that mean that animals have more rights than us?
No, I think
they don't pay taxes. So.
But we are more concerned about what people will think of us.
No,
but
because
genuinely, if someone cussed us, if someone caught me and it was like in the newspapers, guy found behind dump, you know, trade whatever, been taking a dump, I'd turn around and open and say, guys, what was I supposed to do? I had an upset stomach. I genuinely didn't know what to do. Like, what do you expect me to do? Like, what could I do? I'd clean it up.
The matter of shit is that there's actually a part, there's a segment in my second section that is, where's the most dangerous place you've ever taken a shit?
Damn.
If you look at my screen right now, maybe just pop your head over the screen just right now. Have a look.
I'm going to get up.
Right, these guys are getting up. Let me just tell you what's happened.
Oh, shit.
I'm underlining this. Where's the most dangerous place you've taken a shit?
Well, can I tell you something?
The
place that I thought was going to be the most dangerous, but actually wasn't. Yeah. So I was in Singapore, in this really ghetto kind of, and I don't mean a disrespectful term, I just mean like very rundown, whatever, kind of shopping center where they had like elephant tusks and tennis balls. Mm. Like one of those kind of, great. I think it's called the Mustafa.
The two things I'm looking for when I go to a shopping mall.
Go to the Mustafa. Mustafa or Mufasa? No, it's Mustafa Center.
Yeah, okay, I'll book my flight.
Yeah, and I was like, shit, I need to go to the toilet here. I need to take a whiz. And I thought, this is going to be so horrible. Mm. The most cleanest toilet I've ever seen in my life. Without that, and it was so fancy. It was black with like silver sparkles in the toilet.
Is it one of those ones where you're like, you know what? Let me just stay here a while. You know what I mean?
Let me plot up.
Let me like get real comfy.
So clean. Because
I'm going to put my bag on the hook on the back of the door. You know, rather than throwing it askew to the side. You know, let me put the bag up. Let me get a paper. Let me start my Sudoku.
No, well,
I'm going to be here for a minute.
At home, most of my trips involve me and my iPad, just like reading comics or watching something, whatever. It's the time I get to, like, I'm a big believer of doing two things.
If you can save time.
So why not? You know, because you shouldn't be forcing things, should you, when you're in the toilet?
Yeah, it's true. If you can plan someone else's wedding, if you can do a crossword.
Yeah. Do it.
If you can read a cookery book and plan your next six meals.
100%. Why not?
And you can take a shit.
Do it. 100% do it.
100%.
How many future beach shows have you planned on the toilet?
None, luckily. None. I've done some artwork on the toilet.
Oh, nice.
I don't mean with in the toilet.
With your shit. You just turn around and look, guys, I don't mean to be funny, but this was fucking beautiful. Jackson Pollock.
I had a joke, but I can't think of the punchline. It was something along the lines of like, my friend rang me up while he was in the toilet. It was the funniest shit I ever heard. So there's something missing. Wow.
The obvious joke is, a stand-up comedian called me while I was on the toilet. It was the funniest shit I've ever heard.
That's pretty good.
Funniest shit I've ever had. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all
right. We'll work.
It's not bad. Most dangerous place. Just to go back to what
dangerous
you said.
Place, yeah.
Dangerous place. I don't know about dangerous, but I know I did. I always felt like motorway service stations were mad dangerous.
They're always dangerous. I've done a tour in America. When I've done a show in America, there's been plenty of side places in like the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Where you go, you just go on a fucking service station and the toilets, look, it's ropey. It's a ropey situation for everyone involved. But by everyone, I mean me and my shit. You have to like hold on to things. You have to balance against the wall. You feel like Kate Winslet in the Titanic with your hands running down the wall.
Holy shit.
It's difficult.
It is difficult. And I think service stations for me are very, very scary.
You don't want to. Yeah, of course. Because the amount of service stations I've walked in, there's a guy at the counter with a Confederate flag on his hat. So can I just say, the segment that we've inadvertently gone into has four different names according to my notes on my laptop. The segment that is never the same. The segment that is essentially just a random thing that I ask people.
So have we done all four in one go?
This is the same segment, but it has four names. Basically, there's two different Corins that you get here, right?
Right.
There's sober Corin that prepares things for the other Corin, which is drunk Corin.
Got it, okay.
Right now I'm drunk Corin, so I'm reading you the things that sober Corin has said, right? The segment. That's
okay.
That's the name number three. Number four is the segment is literally just lots of smaller segments that I couldn't finish but pieced together.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. What would be the film tagline of your biopic, CJ?
Fuck. Such a good question.
Yeah.
The film tagline.
Someone's like, Brad Pitt's out here. He's bought the rights to your film. and he says, look, I want to make the CJ Beats with a Z film. What is it? What's the tagline? You know, the movies come out.
So you ask for the tagline, not the title.
Not the title. I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a shit about the title. I want to know the tagline. I want to know what's good. What I'm going to read on that.
No, that's what I'm trying to find one for.
Are you trying to see?
It's such a good question. That's such a damn. I can't believe I fucking didn't think of this question. And I did ask you in our group chat, hey, Corinne, should I prepare for anything?
No, look, don't even worry about it.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Look, sometimes I think most of the things I ask are just reasons for me to say things about myself. So don't even worry about it.
Okay. I respect that.
Okay. All right. This is still the section. This is the wait.
What's CJ's?
This is the one I actually like from Catch Me If You Can. I'll take this one. The true story of a real fake.
I don't think that's true. That's not about you. You're a real guy.
You think so, right?
Oh, you know what? Smart. He got me.
He got you. He did get you.
He got me because I just fed into it.
You did,
and said he wasn't.
And
fake.
The movie's not even real. Well, not real yet.
It's not even.
And he's already got dragged you in with that track tagline.
I've already.
And I just said,
you.
I just said he was real. Wow. I mean, I'm gonna have to finish this bottle of Grey Goose. So, all right. Look, all of mine is like, who would have thought Tom Hanks could play this guy? All of my taglines are going to be like that. They're just things that I think of as I started the sentence.
Yeah, of course. No, that makes sense.
You could have thought Tom Hanks could have played this guy. That is a great tagline.
That is actually okay? Really meta as well.
I just made that up.
That's really good. That is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Jesus
That's good.
Christ.
Mine would have to be keep talking and no one explodes.
Keep talking. So it's kind of like Speed.
Yeah.
But it's just about you talking. There's no bus.
But the thing is that's genuinely how my anxiety works.
Make sure you keep talking above 20 miles per hour.
20 words per minute. No, for me, that's how my anxiety works. It's like, if you keep talking, everything will be fine. Don't worry. It's cool.
I mean, that's genuinely, fine. That's my entire
that's literally
life.
It. Yeah.
Okay, look, all right. Look, that's a great answer to that. Here's my recurring question that I ask everybody, because you guys listen to the
Why
podcast.
The fuck are you here? What are we doing? What
doesn't,
is this?
Doesn't matter. What's happening here? I'm too drunk to know. Recurring. If you could eat one creature from film or TV.
Oh, that's a good one.
What would it be and how would you cook it? I always say it. Fans at home that listen to this podcast, and they would. I'd be remiss if I didn't say my own answer, because you guys know, them guys know. I say the long motherfucking dog from Neverending Story. That is why I always say that's my story and I'm sticking to
you
it.
You mean that dragon thing?
I don't give a fuck what he is. He's going to be tasty.
And how would you cook it?
Well, usually I say lots of ribs, barbecued ribs, but it changes up sometimes. I would just beat it to death and maybe gnaw it raw. I don't even know how I feel that day. It depends how angry I am, to be honest. So
I'd probably say the little bird things in Star Wars Last Jedi. I forget what they're called. Porgs.
Porgs, those little furry cunts.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I think
that's
they'd be
fair
tasty.
Enough. Not the weird thing that Luke milks.
No, that thing, no.
Oh,
no,
that
no,
was
no,
weird.
That,
man.
Was, that was a little bit
Did
weird.
Did they explain what that was?
No, it was just a weird thing that from, really upset me. Can you truly love someone whose favorite rapper of all time is Nelly?
Can you love someone?
Mm. Like, favorite rapper. You say his Kendrick, his Biggie.
It depends on what
his
their
Rakim,
reasoning is,
who,
though.
No, I mean, I need a yes or no. I don't want any reasoning. Because I would say no.
Is it a girl?
Well, it depends. Who, listeners, woman, man.
Is it bad that I would judge a guy if he said Nelly was his favorite rapper? But for a girl, I would
right.
feel
but
like...
Favorite lyricist.
A lyricist.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't put Nelly in the lyricist.
Favorite. No, I'm saying, you know, you're saying, look, my top five list is like Kendrick, Black Thought, Andre 3000. If someone, man, woman, child, someone... says
right
you know I, what I think if I'm looking for a really good verse, a really lyrical,
did Nelly do much outside of his own solo records? How many guest features did he have?
This is a yes or no. This is a yes or no question.
I would disagree.
No is the answer.
No, I would disagree. I can't tell someone what they should like or not. What I do disagree with is that on this, you know, the top 50 lists that are running around,
there's a lot of top 50 lists.
Yeah. But like, no one has mentioned Nelly. Like, he's got to be in consideration for some. He definitely had some
what would
impact
he be,
in the
what
game.
What would he be in consideration for?
Impact.
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 Best plaster wearing on his face. You know who wore a plaster well? Nelly. I'm wagging my finger right now.
Yeah, he did though. He did. Who else done it since?
Literally no one.
No, someone did do it, didn't they?
Really?
I think someone tried to. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But you can't, like, if you're looking at 50 people who have contributed to the game, like, you got to put Nelly on there. I'm not from the Midwest of America, but I think that it would have meant something to them.
What, in St. Louis? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that first album wasn't that bad. It's not the greatest
Country
album.
Grammar. Yeah. No, look, there's a lot of bangers on there, but I'm talking about lyricists. Let's move on to the next one. What was the last film that made you cry?
I cry in every movie, if I'm being honest with you.
Put your phone down. It's not important.
I'm just trying to do some stuff. Don't worry about
me. Is this related to the podcast?
It is related to the podcast.
Well, if it is, then okay.
What was the last movie I cried in? What did we go and watch recently? Spider-Man. We went to go and watch Spider-Man Far From Home. I cried in that.
Really? Yeah. Wait, which bit? Because I probably did too.
It's always towards the ends of the movies.
Yeah.
Happy Hogan brought Peter onto the jet.
That was sweet. That was nice.
And
that
was essentially allowing him to be Tony Stark. And him create the...
That was nice. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. That was quite emotional.
Yeah, I feel like I always cry in moments where people are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the humane aspect.
The humane where people are like, oh, actually.
I don't have any friends in real life. So
that's why I cry. CJ held him right there. I completely forgot to do the tradition. I brought it over and I forgot to do, me and CJ are going to do
it,
some
light
shots.
It up,
sorry,
baby.
Sorry. You've got the shot glasses. How did I forget this? I must actually be very drunk today.
Corin's pouring out the Hennessy.
No, only a little small,
I thought it was going to be like a Corin shot.
Okay, there you go. Look, there you go. Little teeny tiny, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Little something for a Tuesday night.
Obviously,
we're doing the shots right now. We're going to cheers, Mr. Complexion, too. We're going to cheers. There you go.
Cheers to friendship.
Cheers to friendship. Christ, that was a shot of Hennessy. Ladies and gentlemen.
So
why is Hennessy like the go-to for rappers? Is that?
I don't know. Okay, we're still in the first section. We haven't even done this.
So what were you asking before? What movie made you cry?
No, say it quickly.
He said
Spider-Man because we all watched it together.
So
okay,
the last movie that really made me genuinely like heave sobs of sadness was The Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying because... the last part. I'm not going to tell what the twist is.
Yeah.
At the end, it was a bit sad. It really hit me. It was sad. But... crying for a different reason was Infinity War because I couldn't believe something was that. I am watching something that incredible in my lifetime.
I cry every time.
I couldn't believe it. Even the other day, I was watching like a little clip of Infinity War, ended up watching the whole movie, and I was there gripped like, this is incredible. And I can't believe we live in a time where there's a movie like that exists.
And the mad thing is, we all, you know, all of us together, you know, I'm surprised we haven't talked about the MCU.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Okay. let me get through these sections.
Has your opinion on Endgame changed?
Ooh, yeah, Endgame's a lot better now.
Good. Thank you.
I think it's because when it first came out, I didn't think it was as good as Infinity War. I still don't think it's as good as Infinity War. But
it's different.
I think it's a very fantastic movie where I could leave the MCU at Endgame. I could like leave and never watch another MCU movie at Endgame because it was that good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's like when you're in a different country and you're having a meal that you know you're never going to eat again,
but you
want to go there one more time to eat it.
Yeah.
That's what Endgame is to me. Like I could walk away now.
I really want to watch it again.
We should. Why don't we watch it again? We'll have to set it up. Let's watch it.
We need to do that.
Because we can pause it and we can talk about it now as well, can't we? That's the thing.
Every two minutes.
Or could it be like when I saw Snoop Dogg perform at the... it's not called the Hammersmith Apollo anymore. What's it called?
The
Eventim?
Yeah.
I watched him perform there, and he performed Doggy Style.
Okay.
Oof. Pretty much like just that album.
Yeah.
And it was... by far, probably the best show I'd ever seen in my life.
That's amazing.
And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got tickets to go and see Snoop at Wembley or O2? One of the two. And he performed stuff like his David Guetta collaboration songs.
No.
And it was just like, I went from such a high to such a low. Is it controversial that if we were in a situation where Thanos was to come down pretty much destroy half of the planet.
Yeah.
Is it controversial to say, I understand why he's doing that and he should do that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of dickheads in the world.
Yeah, but do you not think he could have just like double everything? Like, I don't understand what he has to take away. Why can't he just double all the stuff in this planet, like make the planet twice as big?
But that's not what he wants. Yeah, he doesn't want double.
But then he's still allowing the viruses, if you will, to.
Oh, to but still grow.
My
yeah,
only problem with it is that he's not actually choosing who they are. He's doing it randomly, yeah. Right? There's no like actual selection to it. He's not going, well, the far right and the Tories, they're fucking out. Fuck the Tories. So the Tories are out.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world is actually quite peaceful and nice.
Yeah.
He's just doing it. I don't know how. You know what? I'd love to know how Thanos is selecting people. You know what? Call me crazy. I just want to know the details and how Thanos is selecting those half.
Well, his whole thing was random. But was it random? I don't know.
Was it random?
There's nothing random ever.
Peter Parker, Aunt May, and everyone that's the star of the next Spider-Man movie managed to disappear for 5 years.
Yeah,
what are the chances?
Because even if you're picking names out of a hat, it's still dependent on how fat your hand is and how big your fingers are.
But I'll tell you one
thing. So it's not random, bro.
As a fan of the comic books, yeah. I would never think I'd see the snap in a movie. Like, that was incredible to me.
It was beautiful.
That was insane. Like, I remember I actually, because I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I actually jumped out the seat in the cinema when it happened.
Oh, bro. I cried. I think I cried. You didn't know it was going to happen, though, did you? Much. Nah.
Yeah, see, obviously, I knew because of the comics. And I just thought this is so spectacular. There's no way they're going to do it. There's absolutely no way they're going to do it that. And when it happened, I was like, even now, I got goosebumps seeing it. It's insane.
Do you know what gave me goosebumps? Was your cinema etiquette. That you had zero chill when it came to the guys who were speaking behind them.
Oh, yeah.
But it was right, so controlling.
Can I just say, okay,
it was amazing.
The three of us watched Far From Home together in the cinema.
We did.
And it was great because Mr. Complexion was like, can you guys keep it down, please?
but in his tone and his voice, it was so authoritative.
You've got to have that forceful. Because they were kids, weren't they? They were just kids. So chances are they're going to get a little bit scared. Yeah. And when they look around and they see us three, they're not going to do nothing. And the thing is, because I'm like 6'3", I stand up and a lot of people do shit themselves. And
I was fantasizing about maybe like chopping them up into pieces. Wow.
Can you imagine? Just did that straight away and two of them or three of them disappeared.
I know. I would love to have done that. But to be fair, though, they did shut up when they had to. And we're going to go into the Under the Patio, which is the very famous.
Was that next?
We got to go to Under the Patio next. you know what? I've got like a long selection of questions here. Not questions.
Okay, we'll be quick.
People have said. People, types of people. One of them is from you yourself, Complexion.
Did I say fuck that Corin guy?
People that are called Corin.
I love the name Corin. And the funny thing is when I talk about you, I don't say Last Skeptic, I say Corin.
Yeah, good.
So my friend Corin. Yeah, Corin.
Wow, that's it.
The funny thing is I used to be very scared of my name. So my government name is, my given name is Zaman. And a lot of people can never pronounce it. I don't know why. I've said, like, literally, I'm saying the word, just repeat the word back to me. But they say this or that. And I'll be like, yeah, it's fine. Over the last 5-6 years, I'm like, no, you're going to say my name properly.
Say my name.
I'm coming across as a proper prick on this podcast, by the way. I'm not. I'm actually a nice guy. I'm acting up a little bit.
It's because important, bro.
I'm not. I think it's the fumes. The vodka and the Hennessy.
Look, I've drunk a lot of vodka. So let me just say yours first, because literally on my screen, it says From Complexion.
Oh, nice.
You said this. People. You guys know this podcast. You know what it's going to be. People who ignore you on text and see you post on Instagram like 2 minutes later.
That sounds like a very Jerry Seinfeld.
Sorry. Then you see posts on Instagram 2 minutes later. What would you do with those people? You've texted them. They're not replying. You know,
well, it plays. I think that the reason I said something was because it plays havoc on my anxiety. Because I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why are you not responding to me? What's the matter? Have I said something?
To me?
Yeah.
So, okay, you've ignored me. You've posted on Instagram 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
I see you're online.
Yeah.
Well, am I not important?
That's how I feel.
Am I worth nothing?
Because half of the time when I'm...
Would you not piss on me if I
was... Yeah, I'm on fire right now. I need someone to come and piss on me.
Piss on me, fucking...
No, I think it's because half of the time I'm really conscious about what I say to people on text in terms of if it's a question, it's like a quick yes or no. It's like, you can fucking say yes or no.
Just say yes or no, you say fucking yes or no. Cunt.
Yeah, don't go in and start being like, oh, look at my new selfie, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
This is from a Twitter follower.
Okay.
Finn Samuel. Big up, Finn Samuel. Big up.
Shout out to Finn Samuel. What a great name as well.
Great name. People who stand still on those moving walkways at airports.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're standing on the right-hand side, do your thing.
You wouldn't kill them?
Nah. On your right-hand side, do your thing. If it was on the left, wow, you're standing on the left.
Fucking I would leg drop them, man.
No, no, no. On the right, you can chill. Do what you want.
I'd miss the perfect plex then.
No, no. On the right-hand side, do whatever you want to do. But stay the fuck out the way of the left.
Because stay the fuck out. Wait, I think he's maybe specifying they're on the left.
Oh, it's on the left. Fuck them. I had to tell someone about them the other day on the underground.
Wow.
Get the fuck out the way.
Okay, all right. We're gonna swift through these because I've realized I've got a lot of editing.
You do?
Let me say that again when I'm not drunk. Got a lot of editing to do. This is from, I'm doing the people that have written them in because I think it's quite nice, actually. Big up, Josh Channon.
Oh, Josh Channon. What's good?
What's good, man? I feel like this is CH. It's a CH, so it's a Channon. It's not Channon, a, Channon. It's not a Cannon.
Yeah.
Or maybe it could be a Khanon.
Khanon, yeah.
Okay, big up, Josh Channon. People that when the loo roll has finished, I can hear you opening those sweets, man. Look, Josh, he's opening sweets. That's what the sound is.
ASMR. He's disrespecting your question.
He's ASMRing.
ASMR the question.
People that when the loo roll is finished, they don't put it back on the loo roll hook arm thing. They just leave it off or balance it on top of. I feel like I may have added some more to this.
It sounds like you're talking from personal experience.
Or balance it on top of the redundant, this is definitely me. The redundant flaccid loo rollness cardboard in a tube thing.
Wow.
I've definitely added to this. What do you guys think about that? Because I think maybe stab them in the dick.
Is your first thought always to go violent?
I mean, this whole section is called Under the Patio. It's about burying people under the patio in the front garden.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm saying, is your initial reaction always to go violent with these scenarios?
My initial reaction is always to kill someone because I think, let's look, if I'm honest, Thanos had the right idea, if I'm honest.
I agree with him.
So let's just kill them.
What's funny is if you ever get done for murder, or something, we're going to be like, everything was all there. We just never paid attention.
All of the signs.
Yeah, they're all here.
You just never subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
If you don't listen to the podcast, that's your problem, bro. That's your problem. It's not my problem.
I tell you what else pisses me off in a similar thing is when people drink drinks or anything like that and they put the bottle back with like a drop of whatever the drink is.
Why would you do that?
Just fucking throw it away or to finish it off.
Why would you do that?
Or like bread. You know, like you wrap up the bread packet, which got half a slice of bread or like one slice left.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
What about the ends? People that leave the ends.
I love the ends.
I like the ends.
I love the ends.
Ends are dope.
I love the ends.
The ones are just one end by itself. It's like, come on, at least leave two so I can put them in the toaster.
Yeah, but no, true. But also, look, if you don't like the ends, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, man? The ends are the
best.
Are
you really from the ends?
Yeah,
are you really from the ends?
Okay, so the question was, yeah, people like that need to stop being so fucking selfish.
So what do they do? They finish the toilet roll.
And they leave it there.
And they leave the cardboard.
They leave the cardboard thing up at the top.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Have some consideration.
Have some consideration. Some empathy. If Thanos had some empathy, it would all be good.
Imagine for a second, Thanos had some empathy.
Yeah.
Okay. What would he say? What if he made friends with like my boy that runs the corner shop?
There you go.
And then he would be like, well, I'm clicking my fingers. I'm clicking my fingers. What if my boy that runs the corner shop is going to die? What if Thanos lived maybe in like Grove for a bit? Or what if Thanos was like, he came carnival?
Yeah.
What if he was just about, like he lived in Finsbury Park for a hot second. And then he was like, my local was called Megs when I grew up. And my guy, I don't even know his name, but he was there all the time. He was my corner shop guy since I was a kid. I love that guy, bro. I don't know his name, but I love that guy.
Well, that is why Thanos is Thanos. He
if Thanos went to the corner shop, you know what I mean? If Thanos went to the corner shop.
What is the point you're trying to make here? Because this is a story, but I don't know where it's going.
Listen, my story's great. Listen, yeah, Thanos.
Is this the drunkest you've been on a podcast? Have you been drunker than this?
No, I think this is probably in my top two.
Oh shit, that's amazing.
This is great.
Because you're with friends.
I'm around friends.
Sorry.
I'm saying Thanos, if you have context.
Yes.
I'm talking to Thanos. I know you're Thanos, I know you're subscribing.
This is great. So the toilet roll people, fuck them.
I honestly think sometimes this is just a vehicle for me to to be an alcoholic. So people,
sorry, have you got any more ice?
Yeah, and probably where it belongs in the freezer. CJ Beats with a Z. So okay, all right, here we go. People, wait, let me make sure it's still recording. Okay, cool. People that. I don't know what I'm doing.
You were saying people that...
No, have you guys got any?
I do, actually.
You know, this is... Really?
I've got a whole list of...
Oh, what are people we want to put under the patio? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I'll tell you one thing. What I hate.
Go on, hit me.
I'm not a drinker. Right, he's not a
drinker.
Alcohol.
He's not a drinker.
So when I go to a restaurant,
yeah,
I'm all for people drinking. Mm. When the bill comes, and man like me has had one little margarita pizza... And the bill's like £76. I'm like, guys,
you're not paying £13, bro. No, allow it.
As I've had that a few times, and people made me look like an idiot. I'm like, guys, like if it was £10 to £15 extra,
change your friends, bro.
No, I did. That's why I'm here now.
That's why you're here.
And this that's why some other guys playing afterwards.
He's resetting. No, he's new resetting friends. His friends. Okay, here's the final one for the day.
Okay,
the final one for the day, and then I'll ask you one more question that's unrelated to this, because before I collapse on the floor. people that say cheeky Nando's still.
That just fucks me off.
There's nothing cheeky about it.
There's nothing, nothing cheeky about it at all. Like, what the fuck does it mean?
It's cheeky. It's,
what does fuck does cheeky mean?
What?
Like,
it's a franchise.
Yeah.
You know what else is a franchise? Soho House. But people don't talk about it.
Soho House. Remember cheeky Soho House.
Remember a cheeky Soho House.
Are we playing footsie under the table?
You know, yeah, I think amazing. That's it. Well, look, these guys are having footsie. CJ Beats, thank you for coming. Right, listen,
my friend, thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Now, this has been an amazing time. Thank you very much for having us in your humble abode.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. Mm. There you go. Peace. Make sure if you can and you want to go get fucked up, go see CJ Beats or Complexion DJ, because they are two of my very favourite hip-hop DJs and beyond genres, whatever, in the universe. So make sure you go do that. And if you don't like hip-hop or music, just go and have a chat with them, because they're really lovely people, you know? So go do that. Neither of them big themselves up enough. So listen to the Future Beats show. It's on SoundCloud. It's everywhere. That is Complexion's radio show, and it's fucking incredible. And I've done a takeover of his show as well a few months ago. So make sure you go check all of that out. And CJ Beats is part of a duo called Wide Awake, who are incredible fucking producers. They make ridiculous music. So go peep them on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. Now, as you know, my brand new album, See You in the Next Life, is out right now. I've said it every single episode and every day to anyone who will listen, passers by, cats, it doesn't matter, I'm telling everybody. So make sure you go listen to that, because it will make me super happy. And you know what, if you know what the album's about, I kind of need that right now. So make sure you go have a listen to that. The instrumental you're listening to right now is taken from that fucking album, you know that. Go to fucking iTunes, rate Thanks for Trying podcast 5 motherfucking stars out of 5. Find me the person who rated it 2 stars. I'm not gonna let that go. I'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.